Blog Talk Radio.
If a 55-year-old beat-up professional wrestler could do this,
Diamond Cutter. Turn your palms out, spread your fingers wide, and push. I call them exploding push-up. Black Crow, the 10-second YRG push-up.
What could you do?
An internet weight loss sensation. Nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Most people just want to lose weight. They want to feel better. They want to try to get their life back. Arthur wanted to do all that, but he really wanted to walk again. That's powerful.
If I can come this far without surgery, without drugs, without machines, without any of that,
what could you do?
I have been through every diet and every gym in Northern California. What DDP Yoga has done is bring it all back into perspective. You are flipping amazing.
If you take that first step and you start doing DDP Yoga, then you'll start to change your life.
DDP Yoga changed my life, and it will change yours.
Are you guys ready?
Ready!
3, 2, 1.
Let's ignite this baby.
Yeah! High five.
There fades the guitar solo, and in comes
DDP.
And I'm never going to get this right, but it is 9 p.m. on Wednesday. And those of you that are out there are listening to one of the best damn inspirational, motivational workout radio shows across the internet that is available on the planet, and that's DDP Radio. I am Sparky, and I am here with Robert. What's up, bro?
Oh, way too much to tell you in an hour segment, but things are going good, man.
That's good. And Stacy?
I'm doing great, you guys. It's nice to be back.
Fantastic. And we've got a secret surprise for everybody, and we'll keep that under wraps for just a second.
Yes, and just keep in mind that not all surprises are good, so.
That what?
I said just keep in mind that not all surprises are good.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm a little discombobulated because I just realized that I didn't bring up Blog Talk Radio chat. So I'm not talking to all the wonderful people there right at the moment, but that's cool.
They were wondering where you were, so that's good.
So I am here, and I will eventually navigate myself in. As most of you know me, I can only do one thing at a time, so please be patient with your very amateur co-host of DDP Radio tonight. But we have a lot of stuff going on, man. Robert, you've been doing some cool shit, and noticed that we now have this great events calendar, like across DDP Nation. What's that all about?
Well, it was kind of a long time coming because we had different people keeping different calendars at different times. So it took Steve to—I don't know if he used a chokehold or what he did—but he was able to get Dallas on everyone on one calendar. So now I know everything that's going on, so I can actually put the appearances up online so we can track them, and you can go and look and see if he's coming to your town or if he's going to be in your local radio station or what have you.
And it's pretty cool. And I know I happened upon it. If I go to ddpyoga.com and look at his appearances, it's all right there. But is this integrated anywhere else?
Yeah, it's also on DDPyoga.com, DDP Yoga, and DiamondDallasPage.com.
It's sweet. And guys, if you go here, if you're wondering wherever he's at, I know we've got a nice little section on the front of Team DDP Yoga. But if you go to this calendar, you can fast forward, rewind, see where he's been, see where he's going, and it even did us a favor, put DDP Radio on it, so we kind of rank a little bit. So.
I couldn't find like black or any depressing color to put on there, so
That's cool. So I guess it's just an appropriate time to tell you where he is going. They just got done September. They're coming up here. Didn't just get done, but are coming up to the Nashville Mixed Martial Arts. Mm-hmm. And that's the 15th with two sessions. He's going to do a beginner and an advanced. And that's how most of this shit goes down, right? He does sort of your beginner, and then he does the hardcore stuff.
Yeah, and we've got a couple of team members that are going to be there. I know Celine just signed up for that. And I want to say Ninja, but I'm not sure about her.
Yeah, I think Ninja is going to be there. Ninja is coming up on 90 days, I believe, too. So it's good to throw that out there. And just a general congratulations to anybody who's been here during that Arthur bump. I know there's a lot of 90 days starting to filter in, so congrats to everybody for sticking in there and doing that. If you can make it to one of these events, I'm sure Dallas would love to give you a big hug and congratulate himself. So if you're on the East Coast and you can't make it to Nashville, go to Pure Yoga in New York. The 27th through the 30th. So that's coming up. He's got a couple other things coming up in November. And I think the cool one is Henry Jiu-Jitsu. I think that was set up by Chandler, right?
I don't know. I know Marlon did the leg work on it because Marlon has worked with a lot of those guys in the Gracie family for quite some time. So I'm not really sure if Chandler had a hand in that or not.
Yeah, I thought I saw him on a couple things, but, give him a quick shout-out because he is like our jiu-jitsu guy, and, man, he has done some wonderful things, which it goes to show you, he's gone to an MMA place, to a yoga place, to a fitness place, to a jiu-jitsu, to a JoJo, and, man, if DDP Yoga can apply to all that, it can apply to you.
Well, the cool thing about Pure Yoga is that it's an upscale yoga place. You know, it's not like a gym or anything like that. It's, you know, pretty strict yoga stuff there. So it's pretty cool that they wanted to do something with us.
Yeah, and that is really cool stuff. And I tell you what is really very cool is not only like the different places, like athletic places and athletes and regular people that can do yoga, but where you can do it. And we have a special longtime Team DDP Yoga member who is in a secret bunker out.
Bumper.
He and he might be pumping. We know he's always pumping. What's going on?
This is a family show. Come on.
And now he's
hey
buzzing.
Guys, how are you?
Not too bad, bro. How you been?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you guys?
Hey, Doug.
Yeah, and Doug
hey,
is
Stacey,
so.
How are you?
Doug is so determined to be here that he's on dial-up.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah, Doug installed AOL before the show tonight, so he's good to go.
5-12K, baby.
Definitely want to give you a big shout-out, Doug, because a lot of people knew about your travels and what was going on. We've got a lot of questions, a lot of posts, a lot of people asking how you've been, so I'm sure they're happy to hear the Monster Vader on the line tonight. And, I think one of the cool things about what you do is you take DDP Yoga with you wherever you go. And you've been, in the States with it, multiple places in the States, over in Germany, and now you're, tell the people where you're at now.
I'm in Afghanistan right now.
Wow.
5:40 in the morning here.
And you're working nights, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm working nights, yeah.
Okay, so... So this isn't too bad to tack the radio show on right now, right?
I'm sorry, say again?
Is this kind of sliding in right at the end of your work day?
Yeah, actually, I just got done working my shift, so I'm off right now.
That's pretty cool. So over there, like, how you're set up, like, what I find amazing is a lot of people talk about doing DDP yoga. They talk about, like, the space that they have, if they need a yoga mat. If they need something for their wrist, which if you need something for your wrist, you definitely should look into that. But like if they got like a 2 or 3 foot space to do it in. Like, what are your accommodations like? How are you fitting it in over there?
Well, you know, it's funny you mention that because I actually just took a little video. I'm going to go ahead and post about exactly what you're talking about right there, Sparky. You know, pretty much it can be done anywhere. As long as you can throw a mat down, it can be done. So that will be forthcoming in the next few days, and then everybody can just take a look at what I have to work with over here.
That's cool. But even though you have to work, obviously you're giving us a little teaser here because you got some space. It's probably pretty confined there. But that doesn't hold you back on your workouts, does it? Like, what kind of stuff are you?
Oh, nothing's gonna hold me back on that.
Who is typing?
I don't know. It ain't me.
Sorry, I'm helping someone with a question in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
I'll put it on mute.
I'll let you slide this time.
But that'll be pretty cool. People should look for that video because a lot of people have questions about trying to fit it in. And, you know, there's all kinds of, like, complexities that come into that. Time restraints, you know, space restraints, you know, physical restraints. And I think you hit at least two out of three of those between, you know, your body being our, you know, $6 million man, more like our, like, $12 billion man, you know.
With inflation, yeah.
That's a $6 man.
Our $6 man? Our two penny man?
I said just $6. That's about all I got.
Hey, it might not be a lot in the wallet, but, man, the heart is like a vault and it holds a lot, bro.
If you guys want to be alone, I can check out.
Well, yeah, bro, hey, jealous.
I'm sorry, Robert. If I'd have known Doug was coming over, I would have put a sock on the doorknob for you.
That would have been nice.
I have a question for Doug. Because one of the things about your story that I loved about your story when you first started this was I forgot where you were stationed, but there was all kinds of junk food, you know, fast food chains or whatever at the base. How is it now, and are you able to eat clean, or is it really difficult?
Oh, it's extremely difficult over here. I mean, you know, there are all the food is prepared in a, I guess it would be like a cafeteria style, you know, over here and stuff. It's but everything is, you know, there's so much fried food and processed food and all this other stuff. You know, you just have to do best with what you can. So I try to stick to as natural as I can, eggs, you know, potatoes, you know. You're not, you know, if there's fish, I'll get fish. If there's baked chicken, I'll get baked chicken. You're not going to get anything organic or, you know, gluten-free over here, that's for sure.
That's cool. Well, you always got to look for the alternatives, right?
Oh, always.
Yeah, because there's always some place to go. And, I'm going to take this as a first opportunity. Robert and I were talking about, you know, kind of popping in and doing a mailbag kind of thing. So I dipped into Team DDP Yoga to, you know, sort of see what people were talking about. And we got Andy Bauer, who's been out there doing some things. He's a relatively new guy, and he's got some nutrition stuff. And he was looking for alternatives to pizza. And he pulled out Bob's Red Mill gluten-free pizza mix. Have you guys ever had that?
No.
Really good.
I have not.
It's like a potato-based flour. And, you know, he was talking about, like, how difficult it was to make. And my goodness, if you're making this stuff, it is stickier than sticky. I mean, you got to throw some yeast in it, you got to blend it up, you got to put some eggs in it, and it does get sticky. And I responded to him saying, you know, some things you could do with it. You want to let it rise if you get the Bob's Red Mill gluten-free pizza mix, and you're going to want to mix it up, but the thing you're going to want to do is not touch it with your hands. Because you're going to spend as much time getting it off your hands as you did mixing it. So dump it from the bowl right into the pan. And when you use Bob's Red Mill, wet your hands beforehand. Because if your hands don't have the tact and they're kind of slick, you can just smooth that right out and just keep your hands wet next to the faucet as you're smoothing it out in the pan. So those are kind of the top two tips I'd have for you. My third pro tip for a gluten-free pizza is skip the Bob's Red Mill, even though it's delicious and it was the first thing I started on, and go directly to Namaste Pizza Crust.
You know what I did with it a couple of nights ago? I had company for dinner, Bill and I, and I made focaccia out of the namaste pizza crust and put pesto on it, and they loved it.
Mm-hmm. Pesto is some awesome stuff, and namaste is so you keep finding there's always someplace to go. Like, people might take the pizza, they might not be gluten free, they might be trying the dairy free, and they can put their manchego, or you use is it pecorino? Am I saying that right?
Yeah, that's a great cheese. It's just like Parmesan.
Yeah, so there you got two alternatives for your cheese. Might put some goat cheese on it if you like it a little creamy. Then you go to putting veggies on instead of some of the more greasy meats, you know. And then your next step is to go through these pizza doughs and then a namaste. How easy is it, Stace? You put it in a bowl, put water in, blend it, and pour it out.
Yeah. I was shocked, and they say on the directions it's supposed to be the consistency of cake batter, and so you literally just pour it right onto the pan, and it spreads out so easily. And
just use a spatula.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, there's no yeast, no anything. So it takes as much time as it is to open the bag, put water, and mix it in a bowl, and man, you pre-bake it, and it comes out. Delish. It is a fantastic, fantastic crust. And one of the cool tricks that Dallas did is he put some seasoning on it when we were there in Atlanta to kind of kick it up a notch.
Yeah, and it was very good. It has its own kind of seasoning, but you can add whatever to it, and it's just fantastic. You can't really mess it up.
No, you can't, man. And pizza is one of the things to start off with, that if you need an easy, fixed food for gluten-free, dairy-free eating, oh, man, pizza is the first thing to jump to, because it's going to be, for most people, I'd probably say it was a comfort food, you know, something you turn to when you really wanted to chow something and feel a little bit better. It was for me. It was one of the first things I went to, and it's so easy to get by.
Hey, Sparky.
That's what's helped me, you know, stay with this clean eating long term, is comfort foods that are clean and they're not going to, you know, completely wreck my balance.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to keep the equilibrium and kind of like get your, yes. Yeah. Davino is taking a little control of the tongue tonight, but that's okay. You guys will make it through it. I know I will. What's up, Doug? I think you're starting to jump in there, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, you know what I did for that is I actually, because, you know, a lot of times it's just trying to get that taste, and I know a lot of people want the bread taste, but just to get the whole overall pizza taste, what I used to do is take a brown rice tortilla and put the, you know, the organic tomato sauce or whatever, throw whatever vegetables, ground bison, the manchego, whatever, and that actually helped my craving, and it was a lot less fat and calories, especially when it goes to just a tortilla, you know? I just baked the tortilla first for about 10 minutes. Throw the other stuff on there, and then throw it in the oven, just to brown it and everything, and it was good to go.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, it's definitely a good idea. So there's so many different alternatives to hit with that, and pizza's the first one. But, you know, if you guys have any questions for us, especially now that we're on the food and you're a foodie out there and you want to talk, we can help you through that. We'll be getting into some workout questions here when we dip into the mailbag and hit the blogs here in a little bit. But give us a buzz. You got the number. It's 347-994-1216. And Robert will hook you up and get you right in the queue with us. And we'd love to chat with you. And that's if you want to talk to us. If you don't and you've seen somebody on Team DDP Yoga, because there's 8,000 of you right now. If there's somebody other than us that's inspired you, or you just want to say, hey, I appreciate you, man, give us a call, because – you know, we can't pretend to know all of you at this point. I mean, we love you all. We appreciate you all. We hope you're all rocking it. But there's definitely going to be somebody that you might want to give a shout-out to that you can connect with, and you can certainly do it here on DDP Radio. So I know I got plenty of love for the people who are here on the line with us right now, because without them, I know I wouldn't be 2 years, well, 2+ years, man, working on 3. So, you know,
absolutely.
One of the other big challenges is workouts for new guys. I mean, people are coming in, and I think engagement is top as a question. And, you know, Dan Vila posted a question. He's on his second workout, and he had to stop because of some knee pain. And he's been doing the breathing in a Diamond Dozen, and he said that that's a serious workout for him. And just a comment before I get to his question, I mean, I don't know when you guys started, but I thought the Diamond Dozen was, I knew it was a primer, but it was pretty tough to get through the first couple times because it touched muscles that I never thought I had.
Well, when I started, I started on the old school DVD, so I never had the Diamond Dozen.
Oh, man, that's tough. You jumped right in.
Yeah, pretty much. That was the only regular guy workouts for the 20, the 40, and the 60-minute ones. So I started with those ones.
Yeah, and that's tough to jump right in. I mean, people can do it, but I think, you know, and that's one of the reasons that Dallas came up with the Diamond Dozen. So when you guys post that it's a serious workout, don't be intimidated by that, because what Dallas is trying to do is trying to get you past that challenge. I mean, Robert faced it. He's the man. He can get through it, and he's really done some cool stuff with it. But yeah, that's why Dallas did the Diamond Dozen, so you guys can get in, hit those moves, and not really be so intimidated when you start the workout. So, you know, it's a cool thing that you were challenged by. You could be. But let me hit Dan's question and see what you guys think about it. He said he got everything engaged in ignition, and then went to touchdown. And he feels like he's breathing a lot and has to take a couple of breaths. So with so much engaged in the dynamic resistance, he feels like it's natural and he needs to breathe more.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of us who have done it for a while, you know, can you move a little slowly with dynamic resistance to help control the breathing better? He's talking about, you know, just taking one inhale and one exhale completely through the move. So, you know, what are you guys' feelings on breathing for starting out and kind of putting it all together?
Who wants to take this? Doug, do you want to jump on this one?
Sure, I'll go ahead and get this one, I guess. I would say, yeah, especially if you're doing a Diamond Dozen, then the best thing to do is just focus on that one thing and then just, you know, the best thing, I mean, it's hard to say. Everybody's different. Some people's lung capacity is more and some people's is less. So the thing is you have to just figure out kind of what works for you. You know, if you have to take two breaths so you get it down to one, go ahead. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, so I really don't. That's kind of a different one. It just depends on everybody's. To me, it's everybody's lung capacity and how it. You know, like DDP, he can hold his. You know, he can do the 60 second breathing. You know, I can't get up to 60 seconds yet. You know,
yeah.
And
yeah.
For some people, 5 seconds is hard. And as you master it and as you get it along, it might be best just to sit there and lay on your back and do the breathing techniques. You know, until you can actually get to 10, get to 20, get to 30, and go from there.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to deprive your body of oxygen. I mean, Stacy, you probably had the roughest start out of all of us. How did you do at the beginning?
You know, I have to admit, I didn't practice the breathing like I should have in the beginning. And I don't think I would have gotten very far. But I actually do it now, you know, when I'm not working out. I'll remember, I can hear Dallas's voice, just say breathe. And especially if I'm stressed out, I will just stop what I'm doing and do some really slow, deep breaths. And, you know, I don't know. I don't think I'm up at 20 yet, but more like 18, but which is a big step. I know I wasn't anywhere near there in the beginning.
That's cool. That's cool to hit 18. I know sometimes I'm not there. Like for my purposes, I found myself just like, you know, the question was posed, like, I wanted to get that singular breath that Dallas gets. And that's tough, man, because he can do, like, didn't he say he could get up to 60 seconds, or is that just me, like?
He could probably do 60.
I think I've heard him say that.
Yeah, I think he did. He knocked out one video in one of the YouTube things. But anyway, I know I can't get there. I know getting up to 20 seconds is challenging. I know 10 seconds is challenging. But, you know, Robert, you're right, man. Don't deprive your body of oxygen, because I will breathe if I have to breathe. But yeah, your body.
Yeah, because your body, when you're doing this stuff, your body needs more oxygen than it normally does.
Yeah, you need to fuel your muscles with that. But I found the one thing when you start finding that you can control a breath, moves like the twist and triangle, stuff like some of those strength moves where he only holds for a couple seconds, those are the ones where it's really easy for me to practice it. But those are the ones that are also critical, you know, where you start to find that when you do the controlled breathing, they actually help you hold the move longer. Does that make sense?
Is somebody trapped in the trunk?
Yeah. And the other thing is on the stretching moves, I know always the exhales. If I can control the exhales, I always get a little bit deeper in the stretch than if I'm fighting against my breath, you know, trying to pull a stretch out. So a couple of pretty good questions there from the community. Do we have anything going on in the chat room? If you guys got a question, I know Stacy's always in there trying to pick
I've got a couple of questions from the chat room. Both actually relate to heart rate. The first is from Adrian, and she is, in addition to yoga, I think she's training for martial arts, and she really wants to build her endurance. So she does a few extra things like jogging, and sometimes she goes over her zone, wonders if it's okay to stay there for short, you know, short periods of time as long as she's feeling okay.
Yeah, Ninja's like, think about Ninja, she's asking that question, and she's probably way ahead of where a lot of people are with that, but, you know, it's okay, and actually we should find it. Dallas posted a really interesting article about a runner, a long-distance runner who trained using, you know, the method that we do with dynamic resistance and controlling your heart rate and whatnot. And the guy was actually able to run faster, better, longer when he did control the heart rate. I would say, and this is coming from, you know, not any sort of medical science from it, yeah, if you're going to do it, it should be fine. You don't want to keep your heart in an elevated state where you're taxing it for that long of a duration. If you're talking like a couple seconds, you know, 30 seconds, not like minutes on end, you're probably okay, you know, but what you're not going to get from that, you're not going to get that endurance if you slowly built it up. And, you know, if you do it for a prolonged period of time, you know, it's not really good for your heart health.
Hey, Sparky?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, down at the retreat this year, Scott Rooney, Stacy, you met Scott. Remember Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was next to you. Well, him and I talked the day we were after everybody left, and he has a condition where his heart rate starts automatically at like 130. He always has a high heart rate and all this other stuff. So he was talking about that, and I said, well, here's what you can do. I said, on the challenging moves, sure, go ahead and let it go up there, but on the less challenging moves, just go through the moves. You know, that way it brings your heart rate down to where it should, and you're not constantly keeping it jacked up to 160, 170. So if you're doing a 10-second push-up or you're doing something that's going to be really difficult, go ahead and let it go up there. But then bring it down slowly and just go ahead and do some of the moves, you know, instead of doing the DR punches, just do regular punches, you know. You don't have to go through and do all that stuff if it's an easier move, you know. But if it's a more difficult one, sure, go ahead and let it go up for just a little bit. And he said it's been working out a lot better for him that way.
That's awesome, and thanks to Johnny on the Spot, Robert. We have the article, and for those of you in the chat room, Robert already posted it. But for those of you listening, if you just go in the search and look for Mark Allen or Dr. Phil Matone's method, that should pop up the article. Those are the guys that are talking about it.
Yeah, if you look into the blogs on Team DDP Yoga, it's one of the two featured blogs up there.
Nice. So you don't have to do too hard of a search for it, and it'll be there for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So we have another quick shout-out that I wanted to give to somebody. We're kind of jumping around here tonight. But, you know, Davey Boy Ford had his surgery today. So kind of want to wish him well from the radio team. You know, I emailed him this morning because I didn't know when he was going in. I thought I had his phone number, but I did. He emails me back, says he's going right in for surgery this morning. Then I'm checking the site tonight, and I had to double take because it was about 5:30, 6 o'clock, and it shows that there was a reply from him welcoming somebody dated like an hour ago, so it was like at 4:30. So the guy goes in, has surgery, and he's back on the site within a couple hours welcoming people.
What kind of surgery was it?
He had a hernia, actually.
Mm.
So,
I talked to him briefly. He said it's going to take 4 to 6 weeks for him to be able to do anything again. You know, so that's good. You know, I told him, I said, well, better than 4 to 6 months.
Oh, yeah. And, my thoughts with that for him is like, if you saw the condition he was in and how hard he had been working there for a while, is that it's probably not even going to be as long as the doctors think. I mean, he's so well conditioned. And DDP Yoga is focusing on that part of your body and your core where, you know, that's probably going to pull his core right back together and help it heal more quickly than they think is going to happen, you know. And as we're saying this, he's probably trying to rip off a diamond cutter. And is, you know, I think he's home now. I think it's an outpatient thing.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, shout out to you, Dave. I'm thinking about rolling with this uncomfortable silence right now. What do you guys think?
You know, actually, I was doing the exact same thing. I just wanted to see how long it was going to last.
So that's pretty cool. But so that's kind of it as far as the site, you know, goes and sort of hitting this mailbag thing. We can keep tipping into there and see if you guys have any questions. But, you know, what we'd really love is if you guys want to give us a buzz and talk to us and give us a shout-out or an update, you know, because – you guys hear us every week, but you don't hear each other every week. And you'll never know. Like when Slim made his appearance here, you know, a couple months ago when I wasn't around, man, he got a big bump. You know, people love to hear, like, from Crystal, who was our most recent Warrior of the Week. You know, and actually, you know, one of the things that motivates people on top of hearing people is seeing other people's success. You know, one of the things mentioning Crystal as a warrior is she's starting it the September challenge, which we put up in the Warriors in Training and the Warrior Group. And I think you looked into that, Doug, right? That's coming up.
Yes.
So what she's got is 30 days of DDP yoga coming up. And she's got a pretty tight schedule. She's got wake up going on every morning with a different workout. And as she goes through, she progresses all the way up to the psycho workout. So if you've been here and you've been doing DDP yoga for a while and you did one of the 30-day challenges and you think you can handle it and you got the extreme workout and you got pack one and you got pack two, I think it's going to be worth looking into. Just go to the Warriors group or the Warriors in Training group, and I think you'll find a link to it. Or look for Crystal Stewart on the site, and you'll see one of her many challenges. If you don't think you can hit that one, there's plenty of challenges up there that you can jump into to sort of jumpstart yourself. You know, one of the big things with making sure you go somewhere with DDP yoga is to actually ink your goals. When you commit to something, and you hear Arthur say this in his video, you're more likely to stick to it. I know every time Crystal comes up with something, I jump on. I piggyback her challenges now, so I don't have to think of any, you know. But I'll commit to it, and I'll send a tweet out, or I'll post on the blog, because that makes me feel that I have to stand there, like I got something to prove. You know, I don't know what you guys have been up to, but that's what really works for me to keep motivated and to stay focused.
And actually, we have a caller on the line if you want to jump over and take that.
Let's do that. You're on DDP Radio. Who do we got and where are you from?
Sorry, guys. It's Stacy.
Oh.
I had to call back in.
That was such a disappointment.
Well, thanks for calling in, Stacy.
But you know what? It's funny because I thought I was on. I thought I was on because I pushed one. I was starting to you know, add to what you were saying about motivation, and I've been getting motivated by the Facebook page, the DDP Yoga page, and everyone posting like every morning about I've lost, you know, more inches and I'm stronger. And Felicia from Australia just was saying how she walked up a hill that used to really challenge her, and it was a completely different experience because she's so much stronger now. I'm like, wow, yeah, that's right. That does all this stuff, you know. You kind of forget when you're in it for so long.
Well, you know,
yeah,
Go ahead. Okay, I'll go ahead. Okay, flip a coin. Somebody's going to win here. That's the point. You know, so many people focus on the weight, and you're a prime example of all these other things that don't have to do with weight. You know, I mean, I remember reading all your blogs about, you know, the seatbelt, lap, you know, extender, and how you just wanted to go shop in regular clothing stores and all this other stuff. So maybe you can hit on that for some of the people that, you know, their prime focus is weight. And just like you said with Felicia, you know, walking up a hill.
Yeah, I mean, for me this time around, I had just spent so much of my life focusing on weight that I just didn't want to do that this time. And, you know, and then when I just kind of set my sights on doing the workouts regularly, you know, 5 times a week, and eating clean and cutting out the poison, you know, from my food, all the other results just kind of came into the picture without me, you know, trying to force them. And I just didn't, you know, I weighed myself once a month, and just watched the fruits of my labor, you know. And some of that was like getting stronger and being able to talk and walk without being winded, you know. And it was just, oh, it's so cool. It was like every week I'd get a new gift or two, you know, like put in my lap. So that kind of stuff just kept me going and kept me totally focused because I wanted more of that.
Yeah, that's totally true. And like I have a similar story to that. I have a picture of me walking up my parents in their backyard. Their backyard is kind of on these different plateaus, and there's a hill to get to each plateau. And I'm walking up the backyard, and I'm holding the hand of my oldest son Damien. And I can actually remember when the picture was taken. My sister took the picture. It's from the back of us. We're walking up. And I can remember holding his hand. I can remember thinking back to that moment and wondering why I was out of breath, thinking to myself, it's just awful. I can barely walk up the hill and I'm out of breath. I guess this is what getting old is, you know? You kind of succumb to the circumstances that you let your life put you in, or that you let yourself get to, the conditions you let yourself get to. And, it, you know, a year later, after being on DDP yoga and walking up that same hill with my kid and realizing that I was just busting right up the hill. It was just a stroll up the hill, no breath, no any. It was sort of a non-event. I didn't have to think about it. I was like, hey, I walked up the hill with my kid. This is awesome. And just sort of thinking back, the complete stark difference in just my physical ability, you know, it 37 years old, walking up a hill shouldn't be work. You know, it shouldn't be that tough.
No, definitely really not.
But don't you love that feeling of freedom? I mean, to me, there's no food that I used to binge on was ever as good as that lasting feeling of freedom.
Absolutely. Just being able to free yourself from the bondage that you put yourself in is amazing. And, you know, what I think the new people start to find out, and it's pretty cool. And, like, people like, you know, there's guys like Jeremy and Jake who are always in the chat room. It's cool to see those guys with how little time, yet a little bit longer time that they've been with Team DDP Yoga, you know, getting excited about different things and different challenges and starting to open up, because you see a side of yourself that maybe you thought was lost, that maybe you've always been out of shape. I was never a sports guy. You know, I was never an athlete. And all of a sudden, I felt like an athlete. And you start to see possibility and what's possible instead of impossible and walls. So,
I totally agree. I know. I think it's cool to age in reverse, you know. I mean, I'm almost 48, and I'm doing stuff that I never thought I'd be doing in my life, you know, and I feel better than I did when I was in my 20s, and I'm like, I love this whole reversing the aging process.
Yeah, and it's not only with DDP yoga, it's the lifestyle, it's the nutrition plan, it's everything. And for you guys, you know, who are just listening, maybe you just started, maybe you need some inspiration, maybe you need a tip, if you want to give us a call, it's 347-994-1216. You might not have the man, but you've got, you know, four people here who have been there, done that. Combined, we've got like 20 years of experience with DDP yoga.
Yeah.
You've got Doug calling from the other side of the world, so come on. What are you waiting for?
You have the original Monstivator. who, you know, if you don't call, he's going to get back here, and he's going to know who you were that didn't call, and he's going to make sure that you pay. But you know what? You'll like it. I remember the first time, Doug, that you called me. And I could tell the story forever, and I probably tell it every time you're on. But thinking, who the hell is this? You know? but all of a sudden, you wake up and realize that, wait, you know, the people here aren't here to tell you what they did to pat themselves on the back. They're so happy with the gifts that they've been given that they want to share it. You know, that's what the welcomes are from. That's what the phone calls are from. And if I didn't have that, you know, I might not have lost the 50 pounds I had. This might have been a silver bullet solution. And when I say silver bullet solution, I'd have been on to the next silver bullet. Because when you chase silver bullets, they don't exist. There's no, like, you're not hunting werewolves or, you know, nothing like that. There's nothing that's going to kill what ails you except for you.
That's right.
Hey, and I think we actually have a caller on the line that's not Stacey.
Unless you can throw your voice.
Yeah, if you can do two phones at once, I would be very impressed.
Okay, and I wish we had some like intros or something, because we definitely need a drum roll for this. So as we pull you on, hello, who do we have?
Yes, this is Vicky Mayo.
Hey Vicky, what's happening?
Hi Vicky.
Well, I'm down here in Texas. I'm just making me up some really cool vegetable salad. I love to cook and cook by color. And this has really inspired me to mix some other foods together that, you know, it's just, I've been inspired the entire time. I've had, I just want to say thanks to all of y'all and the chatting and, you know, the support. It's just so cool. And for an old lady, I'm not doing too bad. I'm coming up on my 90 days on Saturday. I still just look at my own 60-day pictures and go, wow.
So, Vicky, a lot of people know you because you pop in the chat quite frequently and say, hey, what's up? And I love your accent, by the way. Man, you got that is, you know, Texans have the most warming accent voice in, like, cancer to their speech. It's phenomenal, I think.
Well, it's kind of a mix. I'm actually a Tennessee hillbilly, but I've been in Texas long enough I consider that home now.
That's cool. But you came in, you've been doing stuff, and you're almost to your 90 days. So where did you start out?
Well, what do you mean, where did I start out? How did I find out about it?
How did you find out about it? Like, you know, where did
well,
you come
I
in?
Had... I've had a lot of ups and downs and in my life, and food, you know, has been a comfort for me. I mean, I've overcome, I can't say overcome, I've been delivered from drugs, alcohol, and nicotine, but then, you know, as an addictive personality, I turned to food. And so I ate my way up to 260 pounds, you know, with grief and other poor relationship choices and just a lot of dysfunctional behaviors. And I would do really good for about 90 days. I'd think, oh, well, I'm going to do better this time. I'm going to do better this time. And I would go on a diet, and I would lose some weight, and then I would gain it all back plus 30 more pounds. And I just, you know, I got stuck in that mindset of never going to be worthwhile or you know, worth anything or be able to accomplish anything. And so I joined the activity center, and I started walking, and I did really good on that for a while. Then I had some motivation to march in a parade back home in Tennessee, because it was all my friends were overweight and had bad knees and had fibromyalgia and all this stuff. And I'm thinking, yeah, because eating all them biscuits and cornbread all the time, you know, and they didn't get no exercise. So I was motivated for that, and then I lost my motivation again, and I was like, I prayed. I said, God, just give me some motivation here. And I was on Facebook, and then this thing came up called God Vine, and it said Disabled Vet, and it was Arthur's video, and I couldn't quit watching it. And I would watch it, and I would cry, and I would watch it, and I would cry again, and I thought, you know, if Arthur can do this, why can't I? I can. And I just started saying I can, and then I started could tell sort of by DDP's just the way that he talked that he probably grew up in sort of a similar background as I did, which is, you know, with dysfunction and addiction and all that stuff. And when I listened to his positively living life at 90%, he's like, yeah, okay, I knew where he was coming from. And it's just a hard place to get out of thinking, you know, that codependent and enabling behavior. But I saw Arthur, and I was like, I've just committed. And so I'm coming up on my 90 days. That's whenever that's usually my trigger point of falling off the wagon is at 90 days. So I am pumped because I think I got over 9,000 people on the computer that are potential supporters and potential, you know, encouragers for me and for everyone else that's out there, you know, doing it. I'm going to be 56 on my birthday, and I just don't want my kids to ever have to take care of me because of poor choices for eating habits or, you know, other lifestyles that are detrimental to your health. You know, I want to be able to be active. I want to be here till I'm gone, you know. I don't want to have a lot of illness that's forces them to have to take care of me and my health, you know.
Well, you're really speaking to the whole issue of beyond the weight. It's the quality of life, you know. I can just hear it in your voice. You're just like brimming with vitality and joy. And I'll bet this wasn't the case, you know, before the 90 days.
No, ma'am. It was just it was just another cycle of, oh man, you know, I joined the gym. I'm not doing anything. I'm not going. It was kind of back into that, but this has got me so fired up. It's just I go to a 12-step thing, and we take chips, you know, for a stake in the ground chip. So I took a chip, and I said, my chip is for living life at 90%. So that was on June the 1st.
Cool.
And so every 30 days, I get another chip for living life at 90%. I'm 10% of all that junk and all my past and all the dysfunction I grew up with, you know, but I'm 90% of the rest of it. Right now, the 10% happened. I'm dealing with it now because, hey, that's in the past. You know, I can't keep repeating the past, and that's where that dysfunction part, you know, comes in. Is you either become destined to repeat that history, or you decide, hey, I want to make a choice to get out of that and make my own history.
That's awesome. Absolutely. So you took that anchor and you just cut it free, which is cool.
Yeah. I just said, you know, I still think, though, if Arthur can do this with his limitations, then I can do this.
So do we get a little prisoner? Did I hear you right? You started, you were 56 in 265?
Uh-huh. I will be 56 in January.
And did you start, did I hear you right? You started at 265 pounds, is that right?
In 2010, right after my mom died, I was 260, a little bit over 260. And then I started eating better. I lost like 30, and then I gained 20 of it back. And so in April of this year, I was at 245. And then I made a commitment. I lost about 8 pounds at that point at 245. That was in April. And then I found out about the DDP yoga and I started that in June, and today I was at 222.
Wow.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Fantastic.
Congratulations.
And I wore some black jeans to work today that I haven't been in a while, and I had everybody came in, oh, those are some new jeans. I said, oh, you look good in those jeans. And I'm like, I bought them a couple of years ago, but I got them on today, and they fit better today than the day I bought them. It's like, yeah, all right, bang. You know? I'm just so excited.
I am so happy for you, Vicki.
I'm a hairdresser, and I have little old ladies. They're all like, you know, 80 plus years old, and they are just thrilled to see me, you know, be excited and taking care of myself. And I mean, I got down and did a 9-second plank yesterday for one of them. I said, "Watch this!" You know, they used to see me grunting trying to pick up a roller or a clippy whenever I had to bend down and get it. You know, it's like now I can show them, "Hey, watch this!" You know, so it's exciting.
That's
I don't want to take
cool.
up no more of y'all's time. Somebody else might have a call, but I just wanted to say thanks.
Hey, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Vicki, that is too cool. Congratulations on your 90 days, and I can't wait to see the pics and see where you're at in the portal.
Okay, thanks, y'all.
Yeah, I want to see a picture of you doing a plank at the hair salon. Okay.
I'll get somebody to take one.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Bye.
Thanks
Bye.
For calling,
Vicki. That's actually a great promo, man. You know, where do you do DDP yoga?
Yeah.
Rip off a position, you know, and actually, if we want to do a throwback to Robeast, Proctor, man, he does some stuff. He's in his jeans and his T-shirt ripping off a plank at work. That would be a cool thing. I know they got the Pinterest going on. You know, we got Facebook. We got all kinds of stuff going on. You know, where do you do DDP yoga? Throw up a picture of you ripping some move off somewhere nobody would expect. Even the Boston Bad Boy, man, he's in a park off of a bench doing a Black Crow.
Yeah, he does a Black Crow everywhere. That's kind of his thing now.
Yeah, he just snaps it. And actually, he originally, man, when he was on the airplane for the infomercial, took video of himself. You know, is he doing a headstand or a handstand in the middle of the aisle, in the middle of the airplane?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, I've been known to do a few moves at airport waiting rooms. I mean, it's no better way to pass the time when you're just, like, literally captive.
And I just realized something, guys. Louis Benson, who's been around, asked the question, who's hosting the show tonight? And I realized that since Dallas has been, and since the bump, and he's been on the show so much, you know, maybe people don't know what to deal with. We can kind of remind him when Dallas isn't around, typically he tries to hit as many shows as he can. He pulls, you know, me, Sparky, Stacy, and Robert in with special guests, just like Doug. And we kind of fill in for him and kind of give you the real field deal of what Team DDP Yoga is. And, you know, we've been doing this for what now? Are we moving up on about a year and a half, almost 2 years this coming summer?
I think it's 2 years. It's 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't even tell you how long I've been doing it. It's got to be like, because I started with Dallas about a year before you guys came on.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool, yeah, doing the show, man. So it's a pretty awesome thing to be able to talk to you guys because, you know, we were in your shoes, you know, before you were in your shoes. And that's, you know, we can't say it enough. There's so many people here who have walked this walk, who have taken this journey, who have experience, you know, whether it's us or somebody else. Leverage Team DDP Yoga for you, man, because there's going to be somebody here who went through what you're going through right now and take advantage of them because you're going to be able to catapult yourself past any eating problem, any weight plateau, any, you know, workout issue, any people issue, any life issue because somebody here already did it. So, you know, and we want to see you get past it. But, hey, we're coming up on, which I never thought we would make it here, 5 minutes to the end of the hour, the bottom of the show, coming up. I want to know if you guys have anything that you want to throw out there to our team DDP peeps.
How about
you,
Doug?
Yeah, I was wondering if Doug was going to speak up or if he fell asleep or what's going on over there.
No, I'm still here. I'm just listening to you guys. I'm just a guest, you know.
Exactly. And we've had you on. I mean, you've gone way past your 5 minutes, buddy.
I just want to say, you know, since the whole DDP yoga exploded recently after Arthur's video went viral, it's really brought some new life into the show and into the Facebook pages and the Team DDP Yoga page. And I just want to encourage everyone to continue communicating and posting because it just feeds on itself and it inspires everyone else. And I love going to that page now, you know, on Facebook and on the homepage. And I get a lot of, you know, like good vibes and good energy and ideas from everyone out there. So please keep up the great work.
Yeah, everybody should do that. And actually, I'm going to do something, even though I said it was unscripted, but Boomer has been stalking Robert and I for the past day and a half to get a couple shout-outs out. I'm not going to hit them all, but Doug, since you're on the line, you know, Boomer just wanted to say that he hopes you're safe. I was hoping he'd call in and give you a shout out. But he says the push up challenge is on when you get back home. And I'd love to see that. And actually, Boom, I'm gonna be prepped for that because Doug's got something in store here for me and you know for challenges and motivation, which I'm really looking forward to because I need that. Yeah.
That reminds me of me and Rich Wilkinson against you in touchdown.
Yeah, if you guys, I forget what Rich called himself now. He's a DDP yoga warrior or something like that. But he's a guy that's for like the extreme group. Rich is a freaking monster. When we first got here, Doug is friends with everybody, but he and Rich had this special thing going on, and they were doing this push-up challenge. And me and this other wise-ass good guy, TD, who came in at the same time I did, decided that we were going to try to tag team and take down Rich and Doug, who had been here, done that. And here's me and this other, green, very wet behind the ears, DDP yoga guy within our first 30 days saying that we were going to take Doug and Rick down. Boy, do we have something else coming towards us. But, it's all good.
Guys, can I put out a something from the chat room?
Yeah, do it.
This is from Katie Stifler. It's not a question. It's a request of Doug.
Absolutely.
Did you get that?
What was that now?
Katie would like you to say absolutely.
Absolutely.
I figured you called all this way, you might as well make her happy.
And you know,
hey, for Katie, I'm waiting to see that video. You still need to post it up there.
Okay. What'd you say, bro?
I said Katie needs to post her video.
Post the video. Great.
Yeah, Dallas had talked to her. I don't have the whole story or whatever, but Dallas had talked to her and she's supposed to be posting a video of her progress and stuff.
Gotcha. And she got to get it up there because, you know, the truth she told about DDP Radio, it's all for and about Katie.
isn't that obvious?
It should be absolutely obvious at this point because Katie is here almost every single show. She's been here since the first show. And, I always throw that out there, and I got some mad love for Katie because she supports our crew even when DDP's not here, and she's always been very cool to us. And it's very cool to have Katie be a part of the team, even though she won't call us. But that's okay. We still love you.
Well, she's always busy stalking Jericho, so she doesn't have time to call.
That's cool. So, at that, I'm tapped out. I'm tapping out. I got nothing else. Doug?
Oh, I'm going to sleep.
I think Doug already is asleep.
All right. Well,
pretty
sweet dreams, big boy. Stacy?
I'm going to start taking pictures of myself in public doing a plank. Thanks for the idea.
Do it. I'd love to see that. I think we should keep that going. I think that needs to be the next trend of DDP yoga. And I'm sure Bill, who is, man, that guy is doing some awesome stuff with the social media right now. We'll get it out there. Robert, you got any kind of smack you want to lay down?
No, dude, I ran out of energy 20 minutes ago.
Okay, cool. Well, at that, it has been real. It has been fun. This has been DDP Radio. We love you guys. And when the 10% comes knocking, kick it square in the ass and live life at 90%.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.